Thank you for meeting with me, Lord Capone. I've realized you're pressed for time these days. My messenger said you were actually pleased to hear from me. It's been too long, cousin.
I'd rather it never gets out that we're related, Cardinal.
Of course. I've done my best to never mention our bloodline, our ancestors. But this is business, you see. I didn't ask you to see me just to catch up. It wasn't long ago our holy church opened its coffers to the king when he needed it most. We'd like to call in that favor now.
A favor?
Yes. The king has forgotten about our holy father's kindness.
The Pope forgets his majesty feels betrayed. Kindness is of little value to him now. Remember what our distant relative Al Capone once said. You can get much farther with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word alone. I'm afraid the Pope has shown up to a gunfight with no gun and no fight. Nothing but a kind word.
Our Holy Father is not a fighter. You know this.
I know. He hides like a coward.
That isn't fair, and you know it, cousin. There must be a way to resolve this issue between our masters.
The Pope will have to kneel and submit to His Majesty King Asylus, officially. That will resolve it.
I may be able to convince him to do this, but the event would have to be in private, of course.
You think the Pope will actually kneel before the king?
If there is no other way, and if it is kept private, I believe so.
Then the world truly is coming to an end.
New Kingdom Radio Theater.
Built Bar is a true standout among protein bars. It has an exceptional nutritional profile and so many delicious flavors, such as double chocolate, salted caramel, peanut butter brownie, black cherry chocolate cream, coconut, raspberry, and many more. Built Bars are better than the leading brands at grocery stores. Less calories, less fat, less net carbs, less sugar. Built Bar is the go-to protein bar for many discerning fitness trainers and fitness enthusiasts alike. Click the link in the show notes and order a box of Built Bar today. You can even mix and match your own flavor combinations. Built Bar, the preferred protein bar of the New Kingdom Radio Theater.
Dr. Liverpool had become increasingly troubled by the periodic ebb and flow of communications and power grids. The power grids especially were going offline for longer durations of time. And satellite communications all but stopped throughout the world. Calls had to be made the old-fashioned way, by way of landlines. Lord Orib called Dr. Liverpool on a landline to ask for an update. Liverpool told him the pole shift would likely spark massive earthquakes, tsunamis, and even trigger volcanic activity. He also warned that the king should order an evacuation of people living near fault lines, active volcanoes, and even Yellowstone Park. However, Orib was not interested in Dr. Liverpool's advice. He merely wanted to know what dangers lay ahead. But Liverpool simply would not be silent about his displeasure with the way King Silas was handling the disasters happening all over the kingdom.
Thank you. Lord Orib, I cannot stress enough the responsibility on the part of the king if he does not warn people about the dangers of volcanoes and earthquakes.
We're trying to avoid a massive panic, Dr. Liverpool, telling everyone that Yellowstone Park is about to explode and take out everyone within a 100-mile radius is outright crazy. And not to mention, if it doesn't happen, it will make the king look like an idiot.
If the shoe fits.
Watch your mouth, Dr. Liverpool. You are already on thin ice with the king. If you disrespect his majesty one more time in my presence, it will be the last thing you ever do on this earth. Is that understood?
Understood, sir. Look, all I am saying is the king cannot expect nature to yield to his wishes. The natural world does not take orders from people. Some of the king's requests lately are absurd and impossible. Please, at least tell me you see this.
It is not my place to question the commands of my king, and neither should you.
Sir, all I am saying is people need to get out of those areas I outlined in this latest report. Please, for the love of God, especially those people near Yellowstone, there'll be countless casualties and destruction, unlike anything we've seen thus far.
I don't disagree with you that we should try to get the people out of harm's way. But with communications being spotty at best, there simply isn't enough time or an efficient way to get those warnings to everyone.
The million-dollar question is, of course, if you could warn everyone, would you or the king really do so?
I won't even bother answering your question, Dr. Liverpool. I'm hanging up right now. When I call you back in a few hours, you better have something to help us push back on Mother Nature.
Code de Valentine rose up off the ground. He was beaten very badly. His left eye was swollen shut, but he managed to get back into his truck and started driving the direction he saw his assailants drive off in. He drove for about an hour, looking wildly in all directions with his one good eye. Then he spotted a group of motorcycles parked outside an old house off the main road. Cody parked his truck behind bushy trees and tried to inch his way closer to the old house without being seen. He could hear laughter in the distance, and he felt his heart ache for what JJ might be experiencing. As rage began to fill his heart, he felt the ground beneath his feet tremble. The trees that were hiding him began swaying violently from side to side as a powerful earthquake cracked open the ground around him. He saw some of PK's gang members run out of the old house, which was starting to collapse. The gang members got on their motorcycles and started driving off even before the earthquake stopped shaking everything. As the violent shaking slowed down, Cody made his way to the old house and found JJ tied to a bed. She was crying uncontrollably as Cody began untying her. He reassured her they were getting out of there. She jumped out of the filthy bed and hugged him tightly, wailing in pure elation.
Oh, thank God.
Just then, they heard the walls crack and the roof began caving in. They made their way out the front of the house. As they exited, Kike spotted them and shouted,
"Hey, I thought I killed you!"
The young couple saw there was still one motorcycle parked out front. Cody and JJ jumped hurriedly on the bike and revved up to it. Kike tried to get to them, but one of his legs was badly injured. Then, the old house collapsed on top of him. As Cody and JJ drove off, swerving to avoid gaping holes in the road.
Thank you, Lord Orb, for meeting with me. I know there's a lot going on.
Let's make this brief, my prince. What did you want to talk about?
I want to know where we're at in regards to my wife's whereabouts.
Well, the NK Bureau seems to think Malcolm Banks has her and has fled the original states, but I'm not so sure. She was being tracked by her transponder, but as she entered the European region, they lost her signal.
They found her transponder?
Malcolm knew she had a transponder the whole time. Do you really think he would have waited until they reached the European territory to remove it?
It's strange. Why would he do that?
Because he wants us to think they're in Europe, somewhere in the French region.
Is the NK Bureau sending someone there, or are they using local assets?
Neither, because I've intervened. It's my belief that the princess never actually went to the French region.
What do you mean?
I suspect Malcolm removed the transponder here when he kidnapped her and transported it to the French region. Once there, they destroyed the transponder to make it look like it was discovered there. Malcolm is not as smart as he thinks he is.
So, we really have no idea where Monica is?
She's very pregnant, and traveling in her condition would be quite unpleasant. I wouldn't be shocked at all if she was taken to a tropical island, or maybe to some obscure outpost near the Andes Mountains.
No. Monica hates hot weather. She would be very difficult to deal with if she were in the tropics. Are you sure she didn't make it to Europe?
I'm not sure about anything. It's just a hunch.
Okay. And what about the Pope?
The Pope?
He'll be making a public pilgrimage to Galilee soon. Of this, I'm quite sure of. We should take him out in public.
Perhaps our top sniper.
No. This calls for something much more ancient. Like arrows.
The assassin would have to be close proximity to use a bow and arrow. They would be apprehended for sure.
It was prophesied by the Lady of Fatima. It has to happen that way.
Okay, let's compromise. We'll use both bullets and arrows to take out the Pope.
Or Rastawania, every single day, Jajakadian. don't you be calm? Why don't you stop coming? You and me say coming. Two Bobby lines start to come in. I'm down to Jack and Harley.
America's number one source for news, with Tom Novak.
We have breaking news, America. There are reports coming out of Jordan that King Hussein, the charismatic leader of the Middle Eastern Alliance, has been assassinated. At this hour, it has not been confirmed because his body has not been recovered. But witnesses say Hussein entered a Middle Eastern Alliance government building in Amman, Jordan at approximately 2 p.m. local time. And moments later, several stealth missiles struck the building at its base and center, causing the entire structure to collapse. It is believed many of King Hussein's closest advisors and representatives from the Saudi states and Iran were with him at the time of the blast. It is widely believed that Hussein and all those who accompanied him, as well as anyone working in the building at the time, perished in the missile attack. But without a body, as I was saying, we simply don't have any confirmation. We just know that communication with the Middle Eastern Alliance leader has ceased, and there is no official word from any representative of the Middle Eastern Alliance, nor any indication of who would replace King Hussein if he was in fact killed in this attack. There is much to process about this blockbuster story. Hold it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another breaking story. Let's go to our affiliate in Wyoming for another major news story. Brenda Aries, am I reading this correctly? Yellowstone Park is erupting?
That is correct, Tom. Literally moments ago, we received a warning from the Royal Emergency Agency that an eruption was imminent at Yellowstone Park. The picture on your screen is from an amateur cameraman whose name is Robert Wright. He just so happened to be shooting a video for a documentary he was working on. These pictures on your screen show a massive explosion in the distance, then ash and an ominous pyroclastic flow headed for the filmmaker. Clearly, Mr. Wright started running away from the edge of the park and got in his vehicle. But as you can see, Tom, he kept the camera rolling the whole time. These images are absolutely astonishing.
Wow, those are some dramatic images. Brenda, do we know what the danger is to the people who live around and near the park?
The REA has issued a warning for people within a 100-mile radius of the park to evacuate immediately. But scientists have long said a Yellowstone eruption would likely destroy wildlife and vegetation up to 500 miles away from the park. This eruption is expected to impact millions of people, Tom.
Including you, I'm afraid. Perhaps it would be wise for you and your crew to get as far away from Yellowstone as possible.
We are packing everything up now, Tom. We'll get a few more shots from this distance, then head back. Whoa! That one was really close.
Baby, why are we going south? I thought you said we were going to your friends in the Oregon Territory.
I had a change of heart. Something Roger said to me back on the ranch. I think our chances are better down south.
Babe, look at that in the distance. What is that?
I don't know. Looks like thick smoke or something. That must be one heck of a fire if we can see it from here.
Stop the bike!
What?
Stop the bike! I want to check to see if we can get a radio signal out here.
You want to listen to music right now?
No, silly. I got a bad feeling about that smoke in the distance.
If you're just joining us, Yellowstone Park has erupted. That dreadful doomsday scientists have been warning us about for decades has finally arrived. It is unclear right now the extent of the damage that's expected, but there are already a dozen park rangers presumed dead as they were near ground zero when the park initially erupted. No contact has been made with those rangers since the blast. Experts are saying we can expect total devastation within a 100-mile radius of the eruption epicenter and severe damage for hundreds of miles
beyond. Oh my god, Cody! That's the smoke we see over there! Oh no! All those poor people near it are going to die!
There are hundreds of miles of farmlands in all directions from Yellowstone. It is inconceivable that in these times, when food shortages are causing some people to resort to cannibalism, that even more devastation is on the way. The imminent destruction of the kingdom's breadbasket can only mean yet darker days are still ahead of us all.
Turning it off. We're going to keep riding south towards the Arizona and New Mexico territories. We'll dip down to avoid the eruption in all those areas.
Do you really think we'll be able to avoid it?
We're gonna try. Right now, our best bet is to head to the East Coast. My dad's in D.C. and you have folks out that way as well.
So wait, we're gonna drive through all that mess?
I just said we're going to avoid it all by riding south. Way down south. Then come up again when we've passed the danger.
Well, okay, if you think it's safe.
Don't think it's really safe anywhere we go, babe. But we ain't gonna let anything stop us. That's what we always say.
Now that's more like it. Nobody and nothing is gonna stop us, baby.
DC or bust?
Woohoo! DC or bust!
What are the damage projections for the Yellowstone eruption, Lord Capone?
Pretty nightmarish, sir. Basically, the middle of the original states will be decimated. Severely. The farms that were already barely hanging by a thread will be completely wiped out in a short time. And it's very likely we'll get some of the fallout here as well.
Millions of people will die?
I think it is safe to assume this, yes.
That's both tragic and fortunate, Quentin.
How do you figure?
They'll be spared the abomination that's coming. It's truly amazing to me that in spite of the wars we fought, the Drax and the aftermath of the meteor event and everything else, that there are still 6 billion people on this planet, or thereabouts.
I'm not sure what you're getting at, sir.
Quentin, let me ask you a question. What are most people willing to do just to stay alive?
Anything. Most people would do anything to stay alive.
Have you ever wondered why people would do just about anything to stay alive?
I haven't given it much thought, to be honest. But there are people who do not wish to stay alive, too. You know, the suicidal type. That has always perplexed me.
The idea of life is actually an illusion, my friend. It's the primal aspect of living that is most relevant. The animal instinct in our brains, if you will. When they get triggered, we instinctively put ourselves in a mode where preservation outweighs rationale, and being alive is all that matters.
Okay, what's your point?
The social constructs that define civility and direct our behavior leads us to be either docile or destructive. We become docile when we bury our primal survival instincts, and destructive when we allow our primal selves to run unabated. Now, look at the stability of the world. It's crumbling under one catastrophe after another. There's simply no telling what people will do just to stay alive.
There have been reports of cannibalism throughout the kingdom. Nothing to be alarmed about, at least I don't think.
Not yet. But just wait, Quinn. The nightmarish scenarios we thought we were preparing for are nothing compared to the real thing. How could we have foreseen what is happening? No, this is all meant to trigger something so primal within us all, so horrific. It even frightens me to some degree.
I dare not try to imagine what will become of us, sir.
Monsters, Quinton. We become monsters. The world will soon realize the most atrocious nightmare cannot compare to the real-life monstrosity people will become in order to stay alive. The abhorrence and pain man will inflict on his fellow man in utter desperation will be but animal shells of our former selves. Civility has no place in raw survival. Like in pandemics of the past or the perversions of politics, the common person will grind his own bones to get another breath on this earth, because he's been fooled to believe that this is all there is. They're all in for one hell of an awakening.
Been listening to The Rise of King Asylus, episode 52, Some Fights Are Won, starring J.V. Torres as King Asylus, Amanda Haggis as JJ, Austin Beach as Cody Valentine, John Doby as Lord Quinton Capone, Stephen Fisher as Lord Jeremy Orb, Mark Dreisenstock as Dr. Liverpool, Dominic Notaro as Prince Jacob, Aaron H. as Cardinal, Alessandra Fabiani as Brenda Aries, Jessica Greer as radio announcer, Don Rudzinski as newsreader Tom Novak, and narrated by Sergei Brashnikov. This episode features the song Jah Jah Call You by World Domination. Download the music of World Domination on Bandcamp.com today. For more information about the cast, the music for this production, please visit us at www.theriseofkingasylus.com for a full list on our Season 4 episode page. And now a word from our podcast friends.
Why can't he put you in the shark suit?
Because you can't grapple a ghost. F***ing obviously. You can't, he's a ghost! You can't grapple a ghost!
Beans, cool. I can't, there's already a dead body involved.
Exactly!
Hey, fool, sometimes when you do some crime, people die, and it's okay.
We're the Broken Lords. We provide the finest actual play RPG-related nonsense this side of the internet. Follow us on Twitter at LordsBroken, and give us a listen on any major podcasting platform.
This has been a production of the New Kingdom Radio Theater in Baltimore, Maryland, copyright 2021. I'm Keith Norris, and stay tuned for episode 53.